I know a lot of people confuse us, but I am not Becky Valenzuela, as our bulletin lets us know, as she is finishing our young adult camp for our conference that's been happening this weekend. And it was either she or I that stayed and finished it up, and she drew the straw to be with them, and I drew the straw to be with you. And so I know none of our kiddos have snuck in yet. They're going to come in right after I finish this book, but here we go. And so for our children's time this morning, I found this beautiful book that helps us to look at the scripture more closely about speaking the truth in love. And so this is called Being Frank, written by Donna W. Earnhardt and illustrated by Andrea Castellani. Oh, I am terrible at names. And so, if we can get our title page up, I think we have it. There we go. Being Frank. Frank was always frank. Honesty is the best policy, he said. Frank never lied to his schoolmates. Your freckles remind me of the Big Dipper, he told Dottie. Dottie pulled her hood over her face. Your singing is kind of shrieky, Frank told Carol. Carol stomped away. Frank always told the truth to adults. Your breath smells funny, he told his teacher, Miss Zamora. She sent Frank to the principal's office. Your toupee looks like my pet weasel, he told Principal Wiggins. Mr. Wiggins called Frank's mom. You wouldn't get so many wrinkles if you didn't glare at me like that, Frank told his mom on the way home. And by the way, you're speeding. And Frank was always, always honest with police officers. Yes, officer, he said. She knew how fast she was going. I told her. Frank was very proud of being Frank. But other than police officers, adults weren't as impressed with Frank's honesty as he thought they should be. You'll have wrinkles one day too, Mom said, rubbing on some lotion. Some things are better left unsaid, said Mr. Wiggins, adjusting his toupee. You don't have to say everything you're thinking, said Miss Zamora, popping a mint in her mouth. Frank's schoolmates weren't impressed either. My freckles do not look like the Big Dipper, Dottie said, and my mother says I shouldn't listen to you. I'm still going to sing in the talent show at the school carnival tomorrow, but I'm not going to ride the Ferris wheel with you, Carol told Frank. But we always ride the Ferris wheel together, Frank whispered. Everyone was upset, and now Frank wasn't so happy either. Frank clipped his toenails and alphabetized his bug collection, but he didn't feel any better. So he walked down the block to Grandpa's house. Grandpa Ernest was on the porch clipping his toenails. Incoming, he yelled. Frank ducked. P.S. Gross. What's up, Frank? Grandpa said. Everyone is mad at me for being Frank. I'm not sure honesty is the best policy anymore. That used to happen to me too, said Grandpa. Mrs. Peacock walked by and straightened her massive hat. It's new. Do you like it, Ernest? Frank thought the hat looked like a flower store on Miss Peacock's head. Well, Grandpa said, there are an awful lot of flowers up there, but my favorite is the purple one in the middle. Thank you, Miss Peacock beamed. Toodaloo! Frank couldn't believe his ears. Grandpa, you lied! No, Frank, I told the truth. I really do like the purple flower best. I talked about the good thing on her hat instead of the not so good things. Grandpa's best friend, Mr. Pickles, pulled up in his truck. Try this relish, he called. handing Grandpa a jar and a spoon. I've got a cold and can't taste a thing. P.S. I hope it's not COVID. Grandpa scooped a spoonful of relish into his mouth. His nose twitched, his eyes watered, and his hair stood on end. Give it to me straight, Ernest, said Mr. Pickles. I can't sell it if it's no good. Grandpa wiped his eyes. More sugar, less pepper. Mr. Pickles grinned and shook Grandpa's hand. Back to the drawing board. Thanks for your help. Grandpa, he didn't get mad at you. That's right. Grandpa drank some water. He asked me for the truth, and I gave it to him. Frank sighed. So I shouldn't give the truth unless someone asks for it? You should always give people the truth, Grandpa said. You just have to find the right way to serve it. The next afternoon, at the school carnival, when Miss Zamora laughed like a horse, Frank said, "You tell great jokes." When Mr. Wiggins did a weird dance, Frank said, "Impressive spins, sir." When Frank saw Dottie, he said, "I like dots better than squares." And when Carol sang, Frank said, "You sure can hit those high notes." Carol smiled at Frank. "Dottie and I are going to ride the Ferris wheel. Want to come?" On my way home, Frank gave his mom a poem he wrote for you. "Mom, your hair looks nice today. I only see a little gray." And when she smiled, Frank decided not to mention the wrinkles around the corner of her mouth. The next day, when Frank helped Grandpa in his garden, Miss Peacock stopped by again. "You were right," she said to Grandpa. "That other hat had too many flowers." Just then, Mr. Pickles arrived with a new jar of relish for Grandpa to try. "Excuse me a moment," Grandpa said to Miss Peacock. "So what do you think of my hat?" Mrs. Peacock asked. By this time, she wasn't asking Grandpa, she was asking Frank. Frank looked at Grandpa on the porch with Mr. Pickles. Grandpa was taking another spoonful of relish, and he wasn't drinking any water. Frank knew just what to say. "I've never seen a hat like that before. It must be one of a kind." "Thank you," Miss Peacock beamed. "Toodle-oo." "So, how is it being Frank today?" Grandpa asked. "Well, Grandpa, I still think honesty is the best policy," said Frank. "But now I know it's best served with more sugar." And less pepper. The end. Will you pray with me? Gracious God, we give you thanks for stories that help us understand your scripture more, to understand more deeply what it means to speak truth and to use more sugar and less pepper when we do so. Help us to know where it is that our honesty should be frank and where our honesty should be softened a little bit to be kind towards others. For this we pray in your name. Amen.